This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Tonight, Meghan Markle.
She wanted to be bigger than a B-list actress in suits.
Planning more life changes while on a birthday getaway with Oprah.
An amazing surprise.
Then, the Ellen Show controversy, Hoda and Jenna weigh in.
I can't believe you know that. You're unbelievable.
And why Hoda's putting her wedding on hold. Plus, we're with Luke Bryan.
Oh, Lord, I've created a monster.
Playing matchmaker for his mom.
Somebody go on Instagram and date my mother, please. She needs her a man. Dad.
Then, inside the Bachelorette's big shakeup.
It just hurts my heart.
Claire's out, Tayshia's in, what's happening behind the scenes?
I think we were all kind of shocked.
ET starts now.
So we are 1 week away from the Harry and Meghan biography that is already spilling all sorts of royal tea, but I'm willing to bet that this is the one day that Meghan isn't thinking about it.
It's been a very stressful time for Meghan, so it wouldn't surprise me at all if she does actually decide to just go on a road trip, possibly with Oprah, and just getting some time out.
So what are the chances of Meghan celebrating her 39th birthday with Oprah in Montecito? Well, Oprah is working with Harry on an Apple TV Plus doc, and she gave Archie his first birthday present.
Hey, look, a duck. That's not a duck, that's a rabbit. Yeah, can you turn the page?
I so enjoyed having you here. For a month.
Oprah also has room at the mansion now that bestie Gail King has left, and we do know she takes quarantine very seriously, but that might not be a problem for H&M.
I mean, they've been at the house that they're renting ever since early March now. They really haven't been out much at all. They haven't seen their friends. They've very much been in self-isolation and on lockdown.
But it's unlikely even Oprah can shield Meghan and Harry from the backlash over the new tell-all, Finding Freedom. Claims include Meghan got in trouble for wearing this H&M necklace, and Meghan is ruthless. And if she wanted the crown, she'd have found a way to make it hers.
Well, there are claims in the book that Meghan would often call paparazzi so that she could be photographed. She would tip journalists off with stories. She was very media savvy of that. I'm absolutely sure. And she wanted to go places. She wanted to be bigger than a B-list actress in suits.
While the entire royal family wished Meghan a happy birthday on social today, it's still business as usual. Kate made an appearance at a baby bank, delivering supplies for families in need. But reports claim she has been left devastated by the biography, and she's not the only one.
One of the themes in the book is that there were fears in the corridors of power at Buckingham Palace that Meghan and Harry's star potentially could eclipse William and Kate, but also the future king, Charles and Camilla.
All right, moving on to Ellen DeGeneres and the stars weighing in on her daytime controversy.
We just know from our time on the show that we had lots of laughs. You know, we enjoyed ourselves on the show. I don't think anyone knows what goes on, you know, behind the curtains, except for the staff, the people who work there, and the people who know. So, you know, I guess we just know
hard
from
our... Hard for us to comment on it. Yeah.
Hoda Kotb and Jenna Bush Hager, who co-host the third hour of the Today Show, were cautious about what they said about Ellen. But early this morning, Katy Perry came roaring to Ellen's defense. The singer mentioned Ellen's fight for equality and wrote she had only ever had positive takeaways from her time with Ellen. Kevin Hart shared this pic saying, "I stand by the ones that I know and that I love." ET has learned there are still plans to start shooting the new season of The Ellen Show next month. Meanwhile, Hoda and Jenna just reunited in person on the set of The Today Show a week ago.
Of course, you are taking procedures to keep the crew safe, yourselves safe. I mean, case in point, you got that prop desk right there.
Yes.
A good old 6 feet apart. What else are you guys doing to stay safe on set?
Well, they take, when we walk in the door, they have temperature checks right away, and you get a wristband when you walk into 30 Rock. Like, that's just how it starts.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing COVID testing often. We're pretty rigid around here.
For sure. I mean, I've been really impressed with how everybody's handled it.
Work may be back on track, but Hoda's still trying to figure out her wedding plans with fiancé Joel Schiffman. The pandemic forced them to postpone their I do's and rethink a destination wedding.
We haven't picked our new date. We're just waiting to see what is what with everything. And, you know, look, it's just like this show. I don't care where we do it, as long as we do it.
So are you looking to maybe speed things up because of the pandemic and just kind of doing it in New York City, making your destination the city?
You know what? I was thinking of actually probably slowing it down because I don't think anyone could get here.
Hoda and Jenna are also dealing with another postponement, the Olympics. So they've created their own summer games.
We got to talk about this highly competitive game that's going on this week, the Hoda Jenna Olympics. We've got somersaults. We've got splits. We've got cartwheels. You guys probably have to be pretty sore now, huh?
Well, the track and field portion was tough.
I mean, it's fun to be able to laugh.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I feel like most important, I mean, we know we don't look that great.
We look terrible.
The laughter you two bring us with these stunts is pure gold. All right, from that morning show duo to This American Idol trio. Will the new season go on with or without them? I got the status of their idol return from Mr. Luke Bryan.
American Idol season 4 virtual auditions are happening, next week, I think it is. Are we going to be seeing you, Katy, Lionel, right up there again at the judges' table?
Yeah, I mean, we're still in negotiations, but I can speak for myself that I certainly want to be in the judges' table. And, you know, being there with Lionel and Katy, I mean, our chemistry is so natural, so real, so fun. That was amazing, dude. I'm a huge fan.
Katie's going to be a new time mama, which is insane.
She let me know the due date. She's pretty close and probably going to send a little girl, maybe like a little pink BB gun, you know, old country boy version of a Katy Perry's little baby girl's baby gifts.
Luke will soon have a new baby, too. His 7th studio album, Born Here, Live Here, Die Here, is out Friday. And the song One Margarita is Luke's 25th number one country hit.
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
I'm really, really blessed to be putting an album out that's already had kind of 3 number ones.
Born Here, Live Here, Die Here.
Born Here, Live Here, Die Here is about growing up in a small town, tipping my hat and paying homage to those people. So now I'm just excited for the fans to get it. I hope they enjoy it.
Both Luke's wife and mom were featured in his One Margarita music video. And now his mom is quite a star on Instagram as well.
Hello, this is Luke's mama.
She was getting some flowers on her front step from an unknown sender. I was like, okay, mom.
I don't know who did it, but thank you.
Somebody go on Instagram and date my mother, please. She needs her a man. Dad.
Speaking of men, Blake Shelton, have you talked or heard from Blake and Gwen during this whole pandemic phase?
I actually have talked to Blake and Gwen quite a bit. Like, I laugh every time because you got Gwen Stefani, you know, California girl, and now she's out in the middle of a field with Blake Shelton with like a farming truck/trucker hat on. I'm like, how could this girl ever have predicted this would be her life?
Now to a true Bachelor franchise first. Bachelorette Claire Crawley has been replaced with another fan favorite. Here's everything we know about what really might be the most dramatic season ever.
What might be the most controversial season in Bachelorette history? Here we go.
Chris Harrison may have finally delivered on that promise because Claire Crawley is out as the Bachelorette while Tayshia Adams is in. So what happened to Claire? Well, E.T. has learned she wanted out after falling hard for one of her guys.
Now you are going to find the man of your dreams.
I am.
A source says Claire left on good terms with producers and is supportive of Tayshia stepping in.
I think we were all kind of shocked.
The 29-year-old influencer is a Bachelor Nation fan favorite. She finished third on Colton's season and left last season of Bachelor in Paradise with a boyfriend, though it was clear she wasn't as into it as he was.
So you're in love with her?
Absolutely.
You know what? I'm taking things, you know, day by day, and I think we'll get there.
We'll see it all go down when the new season premieres this fall. We talked to former Bachelorette Ali Fedotowsky-Mano about all the drama.
Did Claire make the right call if she did walk off with somebody?
Yes. I think she saved herself a lot of heart, like stress and tears and just all of it, you know? I think it's 100% the right decision. I knew my top two the first night. I would have probably sent everybody home but them night one.
Cheers.
We are. Cheers.
Like, I had some fun guys, but I kind of had like a lot of guys. I had two guys leave me with girlfriends back home. Two, one of them who was like the guy I thought I'd end up with. I was like mad about that.
On last night's greatest seasons ever, we watched Allie pick Roberto, but she told us Frank was her top choice before he dumped her for his ex. It's still emotional for her to relive. Thankfully, her husband, radio personality Kevin Mano, is understanding.
And he just looked at me, he said, "That makes me so sad for you." Like, that was my husband's reaction, and that's why, one of the many reasons I married him.
The pair have two kids together, and Allie says she now has just one Bachelorette regret.
Eyebrow wax. That's what I would do differently. I would just avoid eyebrow wax.
They've filled in very nicely, you know?
Yes, thank goodness.
Allie, we have all had a glow up over the last 10 years. Now onto some drama of the top model kind.
I have never in my life yielded a girl like this.
The new book inspired by America's Next Top Model.
It's pretty safe to say that Tyra's aware of the book now.
And why Jay Manuel, who was on the show for 18 seasons, hasn't talked to Tyra in years.
That's fact for sure.
Then get rich by cleaning your house.
Something that had been sitting in a drawer was worth $500,000.
How Jeff Foxworthy is helping regular folks find a fortune. And
I want you to go to bed with me.
Rihanna reveals her nighttime beauty routine.
You're welcome.
Hey, everyone, it's Kevin Frazier from Entertainment Tonight. You know what? If you enjoy listening to our ET podcast, guess what? You'll really enjoy watching the TV show. Tune in every weeknight for all the late-breaking entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Fact of life. If your wife hints she might be in the mood, your kids will sense it and won't go to bed for 3 years.
How has the pandemic been for you being at home?
I've been married to the same woman for 36 years, but to get to be home with her every night and have dinner with her and go to walks with her.
Is she sick of you yet?
I don't think so.
Jeff's worked a lot these past four decades, and now he's got another gig hosting What's It Worth, premiering tonight on A&E.
I'm so nervous I almost spit.
We bring in our experts virtually. We had somebody that had something that had been sitting in a drawer for 30 years that was worth $500,000.
Sitting in a drawer.
Sitting in a drawer.
Jeff showed us his own stash of collectibles, including signed baseballs from Michael Jordan and Johnny Carson. I put him and his expert appraiser, Christy, to the test and asked them to find the value of my wife's alleged heirloom family china.
Well, I can tell you just by looking at the side of it, it's very distinctively bleak. Can I see that mark one more time? That mark is called the sixth mark. So that tells us, because it's a sixth mark, it was created from 1965 to 1980.
Okay, so Grandma lied. I mean, this is
how do you know?
Family? She lied.
So, Christy, what's it worth?
It's still worth $50. It does have sentimental value, and you can't put a value on that. So it's priceless. There, you feel better?
$50. Okay. You want to know something that is priceless? Rihanna's CoverGirl Confessions.
Now I'm going to rinse this off.
Riri takes off her makeup to show you how to get skin like hers.
This is my exact routine.
Plus, an America's Next Top Model tell-all.
Inspired by Miss Tyra Banks.
Tyra's former co-star spills the tea.
We don't really have much of a relationship.
And Liam Neeson's new movie with his son, honoring his late wife, Natasha Richardson.
It would have been something she'd be so proud and happy about.
What's up? I'm Rihanna, and I want you to go to bed with me.
Riri's giving fans some beauty secrets, her nightly three-step skincare routine.
Say goodbye to my pretty makeup.
The 32-year-old is on the cover of next month's Harper's Bazaar, and she's promoting her new skincare line, Fenty Skin.
Growing up in my household, I've always looked up to my mom as like my beauty inspiration.
So, this is me, one wash. Step two, it's our fat water.
Fat water is a toner and a serum. After that, she moisturizes.
At 32, I like to keep tight, you know what I'm saying?
Right now to Tyra Banks. She's helped others fulfill their runway dreams on America's Next Top Model. But now Tyra herself is, we'll call it inspiration for her former co-star's new book.
The wig, the and the meltdown. What a title.
Of course, this is inspired by my life on America's Next Top Model. And I put kind of Easter eggs throughout the story for those, you know, Uber fans.
Jay's juicy fictional novel centers around a show called Model Muse. It is hosted by a ruthless yet vulnerable anti-hero named Keisha Cash.
Keisha, really, who we believe is slightly inspired by Miss Tyra Banks.
Yes, but of course, you know, Keisha Cash is a Black supermodel, and she's worked in an industry predominantly run by white men. I know that's something that Tyra has worked and fought for so hard throughout her entire career.
Did you give her a heads up that the book was coming out? Does she know about it?
I would say it's pretty safe to say that Tyra's aware of the book now. I didn't say that I was writing the book. We don't really have much of a relationship. And the last time I saw her was in 2017.
I am going to ask you questions about your book, and you can fact or fiction. I think I have some Easter eggs.
I have never in my life yelled at a girl like this.
There's this part where Keisha's losing it on a contestant, and I feel like this is the, I was rooting for you.
I was rooting for you. We were all rooting for you. How dare you?
That is absolutely inspired by that famous scene.
Acting as star slash Keisha's assistant sometimes. Have you ever been to the drugstore for Tyra?
I haven't been to the drugstore for Tyra, but I've definitely been to the drugstore for other celebrities I've worked with.
The models in the book are getting, like, having breakdowns after these, like, intense haircuts.
Yes, that's fact for sure.
I love my hair.
We're gonna take the whole thing out.
Did you ever feel bad?
I absolutely felt horrible. We had to implement them, and some of them we did not agree with.
The past few months, some old clips of Top Model have come out and been like, we shouldn't have done this, and Tyra's spoken out on it.
Do you really think you can have a CoverGirl contract with a gap in your mouth?
Yeah, why not?
When I look back at that episode, I cringe, and I cringe through the eyes of today.
I do think fans were unfairly throwing Tyra under the bus. We're talking 2003 and 2004. It's a long time ago. Does it make it right now? No. Did it make it right then? Probably not. I really applaud Tyra for speaking up about it.
Turning now to Liam Neeson and his 25-year-old son. The acting duo have a new movie together that honors their relationship, especially after dealing with tragic loss.
I heard about your mother, Jack.
I don't remember anything.
You can't remember her, and I can't forget.
There were emotions in the script that were very easy to access.
It's been 11 years since Liam's wife and Michael's mom, actress Natasha Richardson, passed away after a tragic skiing accident.
Working with Dad, I think it would have been something she'd be so proud and happy about. So that's where I could feel her in sort of honoring that, or like doing the things that I know she would love us to be doing.
I was very proud to
be with him.
Liam and Michael star together in Made in Italy. In the movie, in theaters Friday, Liam's wife has died, and father and son reunite to rehab and sell the Tuscan estate she left to them.
Did it bring up unexpected feelings, maybe, as you guys went on this process?
There were the parallels between the script and our lives. We had a family home that we had to let go of, and that's where myself and mom grew up. And it was a similar environment where we were working.
I had to remind myself that I don't have to act when I'm with Michael. I don't have to act being his father, because I am his father, and he's my son.
Michael was just 13 when he lost his mom. One of his favorite memories was watching her on screen with the then 11-year-old Lindsay Lohan in The Parent Trap.
I've missed you so much.
I know. It seems like it's been forever.
Regardless, mom being in one of my favorite films, but to me, that is her. Yeah. Watching her on in The Parent Trap. That was mom.
Just love that he has her essence captured on screen. All right, coming up, a sneak peek at the star-studded tribute to late civil rights leader and beloved Congressman John Lewis.
Hey everyone, it's Kevin Frazier from Entertainment Tonight. You know what? If you enjoy listening to our ET podcast, guess what? You'll really enjoy watching the TV show. Tune in every weeknight for all the late-breaking entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com. Tonight on CBS, a celebration you don't want to miss. Oprah Winfrey, Gayle King, Tyler Perry, and Brad Pitt will host a star-studded tribute dedicated to the late civil rights icon, Representative John Lewis. It will include performances by John Legend and Common, Billy Porter, and Jennifer Hudson. And you know what? We're going to leave you with a little taste of her rendition of Bridge Over Troubled Water.
If you like Entertainment Tonight, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Get one of the most successful broadcasts in television history on your schedule with the 60 Minutes podcast. Hard-hitting investigative reports, news, and culture maker interviews, and in-depth profiles are waiting for you in every episode. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.